From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, gun rights activists in Texas are on opposite sides of the open carry issue there. And we'll visit a town in Colorado where everyone is required to own a gun.
But first, as President Obama traveled in Poland today during a week of European business, he was asked about the deal that led to the release of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from Taliban captivity this past weekend. Also today, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Martin Dempsey said that the Army may still court-martial Bergdahl after fellow soldiers called him a deserter. And members of Congress are still saying they weren't notified of the trade of Bergdahl for Taliban detainees. But the president defended that trade.
We were concerned about Sergeant Bergdahl's health. We had the cooperation of the Qataris to execute an exchange, and we seized that opportunity.
David Wellna is national security correspondent for NPR. He's on Capitol Hill. He's been talking to lawmakers. So, David, start there. The president said again he was concerned about Bergdahl's health. Recently, he's also said Congress was aware of this, that he indicated it last year. What did the president mean, and what is Congress saying?
Well, Robin, you know, I think what the president was referring to was a White House initiative that actually started 3 years ago to release Taliban prisoners from the U.S. offshore prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as a gesture of goodwill aimed at getting peace talks going in order to wind down the war in Afghanistan. And that went nowhere because both Republicans and Democrats gave a big thumbs down to the proposal, which, by the way, did not involve any prisoner swap. You know, I think the loudest objections to the swap, again, on both sides of the aisle, are about just how it was done. In the defense policy bill that Congress passed last year, lawmakers specifically stipulated that no prisoners being held at Gitmo could be released without first notifying Congress at least 30 days in advance. And clearly, the transfer of the five members of the Taliban to Qatar in exchange for Sergeant Bergdahl's release took place without a single member of Congress being notified in advance. They all found out after the fact. And many of them say it should not have happened that way, while others who are closer to President Obama say he did put Congress on notice that when he signed that defense policy bill last year with a so-called signing statement saying he did not consider himself constrained from going ahead with a prisoner release if it were in the national interest and urgent. I spoke with Carl Levin, the Michigan Democrat who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee a bit ago, who told me that this is a case very similar to how presidents have gone to war in recent decades, sometimes informing Congress after the fact. In many ways, this comes down to just a long-standing tiff between the White House and Congress over how much the chief executive has to defer to Congress while acting as commander-in-chief.
Well, you spoke to Carl Levin. He also issued a statement. Again, he's the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and he seemed to first support the president on when Congress was notified. Again, you say these negotiations might have started 3 years ago and the idea of maybe releasing detainees. But last year, as Levin pointed out, President Obama did sign a statement in which he indicated that he intended to act swiftly on detainee negotiations. But then even Levin noted in his statement that the president cannot change the law with a signing statement.
That's true. Well, that's the position that members of both parties have taken about signing statements. President Obama has done about 30 of those signing statements. President Bush did many more. Before him, it was President Reagan who really got that tradition going of saying, I will sign this bill, but with certain caveats and stipulations. And Congress has always felt that that's kind of an end run around the legislation that they've sent to the Oval Office. But Levin seems, at least for himself, he seems ready to accept what's happened. Many of his fellow members of the Armed Services Committee are not so happy. Levin has scheduled a closed hearing for next Tuesday to hear from officials about how all of this went down. Some Republicans on the committee are calling for open hearings for the American public to hear about how this all happened.
So we'll keep an eye on that. But what about the calls for a court-martial? Today, General Dempsey said Bergdahl may be charged with desertion. The Associated Press reports today that in 2010, the Army did a preliminary investigation and concluded there was incontrovertible evidence that Bergdahl was a deserter. Some of his former fellow soldiers call him that, say that the search for him, there was an initial search which was then called off, but it may have led to the deaths of six servicemen. Here's Cody Full on Fox News last night.
I mean, I'm glad he's home. He is an American. I can only judge him on his actions, and I think he needs to be held accountable for his actions. Anybody else that violates their oath or the military justice code gets a trial, and I believe he should have a trial for what he did.
David Wilner, that would be a court-martial. That's tricky.
It is, you know, and I think the details about Bergdahl's disappearance do remain murky. CNN was reporting today that the Taliban had infiltrated the military compound that he was in. We don't know all of the details about what happened. General Dempsey said, of course, people are innocent until proven guilty. But I think that there's a general feeling that this issue has to be cleared up. There are some members of Congress who think that because it appears that Bergdahl deserted and because it appears that some American lives may have been lost, looking for him, that this is very, very important to nail down.
And by the way, just quickly on the word usage here, members of Congress were saying you can't negotiate with terrorists. The White House was saying, well, actually, the Taliban is not listed as terrorists. And then you have administration officials yesterday begin calling Bergdahl a prisoner of war.
Right. And you know, that could have implications for the remaining prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. If they are being called prisoners of war, then the Geneva War Conventions could kick in. The Afghanistan war, at least as far as the U.S. is concerned, is winding down, which would imply that those being held in Guantanamo should be released. In fact, many are saying that if these five Taliban members were released, many others who are considered far less dangerous should be released as well, and that it sets a bad precedent for taking American soldiers in order to win the release of people taken by the U.S.
An ongoing story. David Wilner, NPR's national security correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.